Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell back with the Plan Vision Podcast. Don't you like that intro music that we have? It's pretty snappy, isn't it? You ever snap your fingers along with it? Could be a song someday, maybe. So I'm going to talk about evaluating investment opportunities that promote rates of return. How to decide what to invest in using the rate of return as an important factor. Now, you better be careful with this. Generally speaking, I'm referring to fixed investments or those things that pay a guaranteed rate of return. This doesn't have to include fixed investments like bank deposits or insurance products or government debt. Could also be real estate type investments or even some stock or other type of more volatile investments. There are products like this that do promote guaranteed or make similar references to returns. You might come across investments that refer to a 5% rate of return, or maybe 3%, or 7%, or 11%, or even 20%. Yes, 20%. As the founder of an RIA firm, I get this kind of nonsense all the time in my inbox or spam folder. And you get them too. And you're really the one that has the money, right? Well, which is the better investment of the ones I just mentioned? 20% a year is awesome. You take that one. I know most of you won't. Some will, but most aren't going to take it. It's got to be bogus, right? What about 11%? Getting a little more reasonable, right? 11%? Still too dicey though. I think a lot of people aren't going to take it. May end up being the best investment. Now, I'm going nowhere near it, by the way. 7% though. Now we're getting reasonable. It's a lot more than 3 and 5 too. Do the math on getting 7. Who's taking that one? Are you taking it? More of you are. You like it. And you think you're smart enough to not get duped into something. Now, as I discussed this, the prevailing short-term rates are around 4.3% and midterm rates are around 4%. And I'm referring to here in the States, U.S. Treasuries and certificates of deposit. I'm not even comfortable with the 5%. It's too risky for me. Really, I'm not. I don't like putting my money into something with the idea that whoever is managing the money has to do something clever at some point to outperform the basic core rate. I just don't have enough faith that it's easy to do. And I don't want anything weird or unusual to come along and impact the stability of the investment. The manager says, gosh, we didn't see that coming. I can even easily deal with 3%. Yeah, I could. I'd feel a lot more secure about it. That's safe. And it's important to me when it comes to my fixed money. But I think I could even bump it up to 4%. I'd definitely go with that. That's right in my ballpark for all those rates above. So of all the ones I mentioned before, though, for you, the 3, the 5, 7, 11, or 20, what's the better investment? Is the answer obvious? Well, no, in hindsight. But if a higher than prevailing interest rate is being advertised, I'm not going there. I'll accept the lower return because I can understand how it works. If you invest with something for a higher return, I hope you understand how it's going to be pursued. And I also hope it works out for you. I had a client years ago. I may have mentioned this in another podcast. This is when all the Bernie Madoff stuff went down. And he duped a lot of people in the Twin Cities area. Well, anyways, his client said to me that he went to one of the presentations that they gave. And Madoff wasn't there, but it was his surrogates out there promoting the product, raising some money. And he said, I asked him, how does he make this money? They couldn't answer the question. And so he just stuck with his boring market-based investments that he could understand how they were making the returns.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.